If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that works at the bank, Jay, and with me is the guy in the Kuma shirt, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We had a nice, relaxing week.
Yeah, I know. We tried recording this last week, but...
Technical difficulties
and weather were not having it.
Yeah, Mother Nature was not having it either.
And what anime did we want to talk about, Jay?
We're talking about the Colosseum Classic, One Piece.
Oh, and I do have the synopsis ready. Okay. After letting Sabo obtain the Flame Flame Fruit, Luffy and the gang must find a way to stop the Doflamingo family from destroying Dressrosa.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep. All right, you ready for some facts, Aaron?
Yep.
So One Piece is an adventure shonen anime released in 1999. There's over 1,000 episodes at this point. This is written by Eiichiro Oda. And I wrote a little thing about him that he only sleeps 3 hours a day during a typical work week. That seems very unhealthy.
No, that's fine, Jay.
Because I know, like, there's, like, a very small percentage of people that can survive on 5 hours of sleep. But most people need at least 6 hours of sleep.
Right.
But yeah. So 3 hours a day is pretty... I don't know. Hopefully he's all right. I know he had some sort of medical problem, like a year or two ago or something like that.
Yeah, he had surgery for his wrist, I want to say.
I thought it was like his throat or tonsils or something like that that got infected.
It might have been. I forget.
Something like that. Up. Well, I digress. He's doing fine now. But this set of episodes is directed by Toshinori Fukuzawa, and he's worked on anime such as Delicious Party Precure, Drill Land, and an anime that we've covered, Lovely Complex. The studio is Toei Animation. And I wrote down some stuff that they're currently working on. Like the Pretty Cure series. I don't know, I've been thinking about the Pretty Cure series, and I kinda wanna I don't know if I wanna watch all of it, but I'd wanna cover maybe the first season of it. I think that'd be pretty fun.
I'd be down.
Have you heard of Butt Detective? I know I talked about it in the last podcast.
Yeah. But... It's a very popular.
Yeah. It's probably, I'm assuming anime. It's kids anime. And I didn't know about this until I was doing some research, but they're doing Toei does the Miraculous Ladybug and Cat Noir cartoon on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's at that 3D animation superhero show. I know my niece likes that show. I think she even has a doll of it, Ladybug. But this is licensed by Crunchyroll. The music is done by the duo Kohei Tanaka and Shiro Hamaguchi. And the opening song is called Hard Knock Days, and that's by Generations from Exile Tribe. And the only other... thing that anime that they worked on that I could find was the original net animation for Baki Hanma. I think it's Baki the Grappler.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no ending song.
Not yet.
Yeah.
We're still a couple years away from that.
So what did you think of the music, Aaron, in this set of episodes?
It's really good.
Yeah.
I really like the feel of Dressrosa to begin with. Mm-hmm. Like the nice Spanish music, Spanish guitar laden tracks.
Yeah. And then we're getting longer fights with single characters from the Straw Hat crew. So we're listening to longer versions of their I catch music.
Who's your favorite fight, Jam?
Oh man. Well, I might be biased. I like Senior Pink and Frankie.
That was really good. That was
their manly contest.
Yeah, that one started like I was man, this is dumb to like, man, this is freaking great.
Right after you see like Senior Pink's backstory. I guess
super sad backstory.
I know. He used to dress hella cool with like his designer suits.
Yeah, he used to be super fashionable.
But other than that,
you know,
what about you, Aaron? What's your favorite fight,
man? So I think our correct Senior Pink versus Frankie was like really really fun. Man, I wish Robin would have had a bigger fight than she did.
Right.
She didn't fought, like not do anything.
She kind of
like
usual. She kind of helped.
Yeah. I really wanted her to fight what's his face? Damn, what's his name?
The pop fruit guy?
Yeah, no, I mean him too. But the flag guy, Diamante.
Oh yeah.
I really wanted her to help fight Diamante. You know what I thought she was going to do for Krios?
Was hold him down or something?
No, I thought she was going to like spawn him a leg.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would have been cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at least like, yeah, he can't move it, but it'd be like a peg leg. At least he can use for like...
balance.
Yeah, to be balanced. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Way. That would have been sick.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
You should have wrote.
You should. I know.
You should write that to Ichiro Oda. Yeah, tell him like you dropped the ball on that one.
Should have spawned him a leg. You could have had one lady leg.
That would have been cool and have been barefoot.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been nice. It would have been dope. That Diamante versus Krios fight is super dope too as well.
Oh yeah.
Where Krios, like Krios is
making
standing
all those,
yeah, standing in those spikes that are falling on him.
Spiky balls.
Yeah, really. I really like how like Robin got hurt during that too, protecting Rebecca.
Oh yeah, it was like her back, right?
Yeah, she got hit.
Got
her
all
back.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Is that why freaking Cavendish gave her the jacket?
I think so. Yeah, to cover up her wound. She looked real good in the jacket too. I thought, I swear, freaking Bartolomeo was gonna say something when he saw her wearing a
cabbage. Oh, because he's also wearing a long jacket.
Yeah, well, I thought he was gonna be like, "What is that Cabbage's jacket? He a Miss Robin wear mine?" Really,
Bartolomeo's super cool.
How do you like the new? The new bounties, the new bounty pictures.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that Usopp is his face now. He's all worried.
Yeah, well, it's his, when he's all bloody and battered.
Yeah.
As God Usopp. Usopp. Yeah. Really good. I do like the, again, the Nami one is her posing again.
Right.
Really good.
Sanji's isn't a joke anymore.
Yeah, it's just actually him.
And I think Robin's not a kid anymore. She's an adult in the picture now.
Yeah. Has she been an adult? I think she's been an adult for a while now.
Really?
Since the last time, I want to say.
I think she was also worried that her bounty went up, I think. Right?
Yeah. Well, everyone's, even the people who didn't fight their bounties, went up by like 20 million, I think he said.
Yeah. Frankie's went up. Oh, he was bummed that it wasn't his face. It was the robot. His
yeah,
robot
his General face. Frankie.
Yeah.
It's so good. Brooks is just like the concert poster, which is like hella dope.
Well, you know, speaking of that, I guess going into like a little bit of cross media, I guess like here in the States, there's like a blind box post wanted poster thing that you can get. And I think Brooks is the secret rare one.
It's so good.
Yeah. Like, Brook and Luffy are, like, the hard ones to get, I think.
The hard ones to pull. That's so cool. Yeah. The good old Soul King. I want the one with Robin's original one. That one's really cool.
When she's a kid?
Yeah.
That one is pretty neat.
Demon Child. How do you, I said, how do you like Bartolomeo's ship?
It's a super cool. It's super creepy. And that Luffy. Luffy's gum gum.
The mast. Not the mast, but the ship head.
The front.
Mm-hmm. Really dope. He has the tangerine. He has like the tangerine trees. Much like Going Merry stuff. It's so dope.
His whole crew is obsessed with them too. I know. It's pretty funny.
Man. I like One Piece, Jay. It's pretty good.
How do you feel about like all the people sharing the sake for Luffy?
I do like that they're like, screw them. We'll just do it ourselves.
Right.
We'll swear loyalty to you even though you don't want it. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
And Luffy's like, I need my space or something.
I know. He's like, what the? I don't want to be a big figurehead.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to, you know, be free. I just think he's like, I don't want to be the head of anything, but I want to be the king of the pirates. They're like, what the? All right.
He wants to be king of the pirates, but have a small crew.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what...
Man, all the groups look super cool, too.
I know. I really enjoyed all of them.
Man, the good old...
Beautiful pirates.
I can't even imagine what kind of ship the Tantata have. That's going to be so... like.
They don't have a ship.
Are they with somebody?
No. They,
Are they just going back to...
Yeah, Leo said that once they're done with the party, they're going to go back to the Dressrosa using the beetle people.
The beetles?
The beetle.
Poor beetles.
Mm-hmm.
When they got sapped or whatever, and they all passed out.
Oh, yeah. when they were flying, using them to fly, Robin and Bartolomeo.
Trying to think. Do you have anything general? No, we're dipping into it, but
you know, it's a little bit into cross media again. I guess I didn't even mention cross media, but there is the manga, there's all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a new card game.
Yeah. Right? The One Piece TCG. It's been out for like a year now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Really expensive game.
Is there only one set?
No. So far? They're at six now, I think.
Oh, God.
Six or seven, I want to believe.
Cause, and it's expensive to collect for?
Yeah. Because I think they're at English and six right now.
Oh, okay.
Because five was the last one.
Mm.
I think they're like at seven or eight. I believe it's seven in Japan, yeah. Because I have like a loose following of their card game.
Why is it expensive?
Because it's super popular.
Oh, it's expensive to like make a deck or something to make it.
Well, because
or just collect in general.
Collect in general, because it's just one, the supply issues are like a big problem with it right now. Two, like the collector's market is really like messing it up. So yeah.
So I can't go to Target and get a pack.
It'd be very hard for you to find one, yeah.
Oh man.
You could maybe find a deck right now. There's like a new One Piece like a starter deck. Yeah, starter deck. But a lot of the starter decks, like the older ones, they're like really expensive. Not really expensive, but they're like $40 to $50 a pop.
Jesus.
When they retail for 10.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they're not bad. Yeah, they're cheap if you can find one.
Just find them at a store.
Yeah, for MSRP. But like, if you go to any like hobby store, they're gonna upcharge you like at least like $20, $15 to $20.
Oh man!
Yeah, I've been collecting the Digimon card game for a long time, and just watching stuff around that is again, it's kind of annoying because it's. Oh, these boxes, you can buy a box of cards for $80. That's the recommended price or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, nope, it's going to be $300 for this box if you want it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, these single packs supposed to be $5. And it's like, nope, $30 for a
single pack.
Yeah, it's so bad right now.
Oh, God. I've only heard of the One Piece thing like just recently. Like maybe if like a few months ago is when I first heard about it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get into it. It's just too expensive.
Yeah.
It's prohibitively expensive now and it sucks.
If I see it at Target, I'll pick up a pack, but
pick up a pack, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah,
I'm more of a collecting rather than playing.
Yeah, it really sucks because again, I really wanna. Because some of the arts we the reason why we crashed last time was I was showing Jay a bunch of arts from the game and they look really freaking cool.
Yeah, I would only want to get. Well, I don't know. I think I'd be happy with any card I got.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, oh man, I got Miss Golden Week, super cool.
Yeah. But it's a lot of the like again the collector's market. They're like buying up all these. You know, alternate art cards, and mm-hmm. I think it's like mostly cheap. It's just like some cards are like crazy expensive.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
is Perona expensive?
I have no idea. I hope not. I know she's getting a card in the next set, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, that's probably gonna be like a $40-$50 card.
Yeah, I'm sure,
and that's gonna be kind of annoying because I just want to have one just to have one,
right.
But yeah, they have it's really cool about the alternate arts of cards in those packs. They have like some of them are like wanted poster cards. Some of them are like the very special rare ones that are called like manga rare, and they have like a bunch of manga panels on them. And it's like
that's like the Luffy one, right? That's
yeah,
a manga rare.
That's a manga rare, and I think the Law one I sent you, it's also like a manga rare. The new set. I just seen they just finished posting all the cards. Boa's gonna be the next manga
Secret
rare card. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Manga rare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotta distinguish between
Secret.
Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is secret rares as well.
Mm.
But there's like secret rares also have alternate arts, which are like more rare.
Right.
Because If I believe it's that manga rare of Luffy, it's one in every 36 boxes, I want to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's one in three cases. And a case is 12 boxes.
Wow.
And that's a chance for a manga rare, so it could be... In that set, there's like two or three, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like Law. There's I think there's a kid.
Law
one.
Luffy.
Law oh, Luffy kid. And Kid. I wanna say are the manga rares for that one.
Wow.
And the kid one is like I don't know, like $500, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But the Law one is like $1,000, and then the Luffy is like $4,000.
Yeah.
So, because of that one card, a lot of collectors are buying boxes, and that's why the boxes are so expensive right now.
This is the newest set,
yeah,
right?
It's the newest set. In. Yeah. And I think the next set comes out March, I want to believe.
Mm.
Which is cool, because it's called The Wings of the Captain. And it has Zoro and Sanji on the cover.
Mm.
But that set has, like, Fishman Pirates in it, which is really cool. So every set has, like, specific crews in it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, this one is, like, Fishman Island, which is, like, an archetype. Wano. More people from Wano. Thriller Bark Pirates. And then there was...
Oh, I can get the tree guy?
That'd be so cool. Maybe. I haven't checked if he was in there or not. And then there was another set. I just don't remember what it was. I think it was some people from Whole Cake. Oh, Zoe. Like
oh, okay.
Pirates of Zoe. So it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to collect cards and play the game, but it's just too expensive.
Speaking of Zoe, that's where we ended in the...
Yeah.
In this session of watching One Piece.
Oh, fun fact, Jay. Couple weeks ago, I was at Digimon Nationals, and they were holding the One Piece Nationals at the same time.
Right.
So the Digimon Nationals had 970 people, I believe.
Uh huh.
Which is a lot of freaking people.
Yeah, a lot more than I would have thought.
The One Piece players.
Mm-hmm.
One Piece had over 1,800 players sign up.
Wow, it's doubled.
Yeah, it basically was double. Crazy. There was a lot of people.
Dang.
So it was dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular. All right, Jay. Anything
general?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I mean, a lot of stuff happened. We watched a bunch of episodes, so a lot of stuff happened.
So, one of my biggest, I'll start with my biggest gripe of this season. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the pacing is very bad.
Slow?
Yeah, it's very slow. It is usually slow, and even I'll be honest, I was watching on a faster speed. There mm-hmm. felt a lot of times nothing was happening.
Right.
And especially Luffy getting knocked out, or not even knocked out. It was him just
needing to recharge.
Needing to recharge for 4 or 5 episodes. Yeah. Yeah,
basically.
And
while everybody just pushed.
And I mentioned every so often, I really hate any time a time limit is put in an anime. And they do it twice in this one. They go, Doflamingo goes, oh, you got an hour to beat me.
Right.
And then Luffy's I need 10 minutes. And it's nowhere near that time. Even if you give the, the anime answer of oh, they're showing different perspectives as mm-hmm. it's going on. And it's
right.
No, it's nowhere near. If you added it all up and assume they're all happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
No way this was dragged out this long.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, but other than that, man, there was a bunch of great emotional moments in this arc, mm-hmm. at least for me. There's that really great scene when all the Dressrosans are going to go protect Luffy, and while they're pretending to hate him.
Yeah.
And Fujitora just listens and hears him talking about how, we know that Rebecca and Krios are, we've always known that that's her dad.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to, keep up the charade.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then speaking of Rebecca and Krios, man, the Rebecca finally getting to, hold her dad's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And calling him dad. I think she calls him dad the first time there, too. Because she was still calling him, soldier.
Right.
During the fight. But, man, she finally calls him dad and holds his hand. She's like, oh, is it warm? Is it warm enough for you? That's
oh. Super cute. Cute.
What a good moment.
Mm-hmm. We also learned that little fun fact that Fujitora is the one that made himself blind.
He blinded himself. That's also a really great shot where he's like, what do you look like, Straw Hat? How big is your smile?
Oh, yeah.
That's a really, that was a really
shape good of your head.
Yeah. I was like, oh. He's like, if only I can see one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's so cool. I freaking love Fujitora. Fujitora is probably my new favorite character
from, yeah, he's super cool.
From this set of, to have enough balls to tell Aka Inu to basically to screw off.
Right.
It's so cool. And it's all he had to do is everyone's all you had to do is apologize. And what's his actual name? It's Sakazuki? Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that. Something with an S.
Yeah. I know it's something Zuki, but Aka Inu, he's like, all you do is apologize. He's like, no, I don't want to apologize. Screw that.
Yeah. Now he's kind of exiled from the Marines. Until he captures Luffy.
Yeah, until he brings back Luffy and Law's heads. You can't step foot on a military base.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. What a dope ass guy.
I know, right? He's kind of like a Marine that hates the Marines.
Yeah. We also got confirmation about Ice Guy. Freaking, what the heck's his name, Jay?
Akiji?
Akiji, thank you. That Akiji is working for Blackbeard.
Blackbeard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is like really cool that you got that confirmation. We got to see CP9, who's now CP0,
mm-hmm.
which is so cool.
Yep, them hiding in the shadows.
I can't wait to see my boy Rob Lucci again.
We got to see Law's backstory and how sad that was.
Man, Jay, who has the saddest backstory, you think, in One Piece?
Man. Well, I know Law, just because we watched it, right now is I think it might be Law because of how his like whole hometown was destroyed. I keep thinking about his sister.
That's so sad.
I know his sister here, hide in the closet, I'll be right back, and then psych.
doesn't come back.
Well,
exactly.
Well, he does come back, but it's on fire.
I mean, what sucks is like she's already dead.
Yeah,
that white disease had gotten her, the white lead.
Yeah, white lead disease. Damn the government.
Yeah, I know, man. I thought it was like real sad. Like they killed all the church kids and everything too.
Yeah, the nun.
Oh my god, that was so bad. She's like, then, oh, you gotta have faith, Law, and then she just dies, gets murdered.
And then that leads into like him meeting Don Quixote. Doflamingo,
and Rose and Dante,
mm-hmm.
my boy Corazon.
Corazon,
yeah, who was also like a really, really dope character.
I know, with such a cool power. I really enjoyed his devil fruit power. That might be the one that I would pick if I had to choose one.
Yeah, to make like a quiet zone.
Yeah,
it's so cool. Oh. Speaking of his power, man, it's such a strong scene when, you know, he's clinging on to life so Law can stay quiet.
All right, yeah.
Man, and then, like, he it doesn't show him dying, but, like, Law's voice comes back, and obviously that's him dead. It's like, oh my god, it's so strong.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's not, like, directly pointed out to you, where they're like, you need to, like, just get it. And it's like, oh, that's so cool.
How'd you like the freaking ginormous twist that Law gave the note to Virgo?
That was actually kind of crazy. How do you feel about How do you feel about the giant twist that the kid who got away was...
Drake?
Yeah, ex-Drake. That was crazy. I was like, what the hell?
I was like, who's this kid? Why are they showing him?
Yeah. That was so dope. I really like that.
That makes me feel that X-Drake is going to be some sort of ally in the future.
I mean, they're probably all going to be allies eventually, I would assume.
You think?
All the worst generation? Yeah.
Yeah. That could probably happen.
Either allies or, like, fighting against them.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, what was her name? Jewelry?
Jewelry Bonnie?
Jewelry Bonnie. Hopefully she is with Luffy, his side.
Oh, well. Spoilers, Jay.
We saw a little bit of her.
Yeah.
And it seems like she's, I don't know if she's just stealing just to steal, but maybe she's like on hard times and she's stealing pizza.
Oh, man. She's took it. Oh, well. All right, Jay. Anything else? Any other general thing you want to bring up?
What about Doflamingo's backstory? That was pretty intense.
I really love that they came back to the scene of them hanging there from the flaming building.
Yes.
To show us
how they got away.
Yeah, Doflamingo and his King Haki.
Mm-hmm.
Not only like extinguishing the flames, but knocking everybody out, and I was like, really cool. If you didn't know, Jay, which is actually interesting, that shot of Luffy blocking Doflamingo's stomp, it's like a very famous, like iconic scene, which is so cool to finally see it.
What was Doflamingo stomping?
He was stomping Law. Right? Yeah. He's got a crushed Law skull.
Right.
And then Luffy like blocks his leg with his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. What a dope scene.
Like with armament, right?
Yeah.
He blocked it with armament.
Well, they both have like armament, I'm pretty sure. And they have that crazy... I really love like the hockey clashes as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's like super, super dope. You want to know a fun fact, Jay, about one of our favorite characters that it's never explicitly said?
What's that?
But I looked it up. Or I was looking up something and I found out.
what was it?
Freaking Monet and Sugar are sisters.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's never said.
No wonder they have green hair.
Yeah, it's never said anywhere explicitly, I don't think.
That is crazy.
But yeah, they
do look alike.
Yeah, they were saved by Don Quixote when they were kids, basically.
Wow.
And that's why they're in the family. I guess he saved Sugar when she was 9 and Monet was like 16, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because I think Sugar ate her fruit when she was like 10.
Mm-hmm. That's guess, why she stayed 10.
Guess right? How old Sugar is, Jay.
She's 32.
She's 22. You were close.
Oh, 22.
Yeah, she's 22. She's 22 years old.
That's hella funny.
Man, I love Sugar. She's like my favorite. One of my favorite Don Quixote family members. She's adorable.
Speaking of which, Don Quixote family looked super cool back in the day.
Yeah, they all looked rad. I really, mm-hmm. again, I really liked Senor Pink.
Senor Pink looked really cool.
The ton fruit guy. He was like,
yeah,
like fit.
He was like buff.
Yeah, he was like super
instead cool. Instead of just being just a big dude.
Lao Chi looked super cool with his bunny ears.
Yeah.
So was the art lady. I forget her name, but she looked really cool.
I don't remember what she looked like. What did she look like younger?
She was just had
was a, just thinner
a thin body. She thin? Yeah, she had, like, she was just thin and had her same face. Really cool.
And then seeing like Baby Five and the flying guy, Buffalo, young
as kids, yeah. That was really cool as well. Mm-hmm. Yo, shout out to Baby Five as well. She's adorable. I'm glad her and the one dude got together at the end.
I know. I love it.
Especially like one of my favorite scenes is when they're, you know, the Marines are taking away the Don Quixote family, and he tells Baby Five, he's like, here, stick closer to me.
I was like, stick with me.
No, that's cute. I'm so glad. I was like, man, I really hope she doesn't like turn herself in.
Or get arrested.
Like, yeah. And it's like, oh, when I come out, I'll be with you, honey. Like, nope. She was like on the ship at the party. You know which form of hers I always think is, I guess, funny?
Hmm.
It's the revolver girl one. And it's like not even a revolver. It's just like a regular gun.
Right.
I was like, just Gun Girl. Gun Girl is like such a cool name. But I think Revolver Girl is also like a dope ass name.
Right.
But yeah, Baby Five is so cool. We always talk about, Jade, people we wish to join the Straw Hats.
You want Baby Five?
I want Baby Five to join the Straw Hats. I've always said, I feel like the Straw Hats is like, they need like one more girl on that team.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
They need one more. If they had one more, it'd be like perfect.
Yeah.
But
all the teases so far have been a girl.
Yeah.
Right? Because like supposedly in the next, well, Carrot. I guess that was when Carrot is Carrot introduced, joins. Right?
Yeah.
And then And then there's somebody else that we haven't seen yet. Yeah, well, we know about him.
Yeah, Wano.
Otter, but yeah.
No, him, you're correct. yeah, very... Man, I'm also very surprised how close we are to Wano, Jay.
I know.
We are, like, so close. I think Wano starts at, like, 800-something. Mm. It's literally, like, 400... No, it's like 200 something episodes.
Right.
Yeah, so we're getting close. That was 4 years, Jay. 4 years of one arc.
That's nuts. 4 years of one arc? Of
one arc, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad we started late in life.
Oh, I know. Well, it's also funny. We're like right where we started almost, basically.
Yeah, I think when we started One Piece, they were like just starting Whole Cake.
I think they were finishing Whole Cake.
Oh, was finishing Whole Cake? They
were just finishing Whole Cake, I want to say. Oh, maybe they were. Maybe you're correct.
It was like somewhere. They were
on Whole Cake.
They were on Whole Cake.
On Whole Cake. Yeah. Because there's that really funny, I like to go back to hear that first podcast where you're like, oh, there's over 700 episodes of One Piece. And just slowly but surely.
Yeah, there's 800 episodes now. Yeah. There's 900 episodes.
It's 1,000 episodes. It'll be over by, I don't think by the next time we cover One Piece, but by the time we're like done, by the time we get to Wano, this is going to be over 1,100 episodes.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they're like on 1090.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 1080, 1090, something around there.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be over 1,100 episodes by the time we get there, I believe. God, I love One Piece, Jay. Yeah, I was telling a friend, Jay, that this round of One Piece, I started feeling really fatigued near the back half. And I was like, oh, well... This is like whatever. Mm-hmm. And like as soon as it finished, like the epilogue like really brought me back into it.
Right.
And yeah. Then like it has really good like, oh, here's like the next crumbs for the next arc and future mm-hmm. things to come.
Right.
Really, really dope. I'm freaking really excited to watch Whole Cake.
Yeah, definitely.
And again, I'm more excited for you, Jay, because...
I don't know anything about it. Yeah,
I didn't know anything about it. All you know is, like, Big Mom is there.
Yeah.
Big Mom and her family. That's
all I know. I only know that there's Carrot. I don't know what she does.
Yeah, she's a rabbit person.
Yeah.
Man, that's so cool. I like how, like... I wish I was, like, in your position. Like, I was that blind going
you
in. Did,
I know. You keep spoiling yourself, Aaron.
Yeah, it's whatever. I'm going to watch it eventually.
And you have friends that are into One Piece
fans, like big One Piece fans. So,
did you ask your friend about that whole Tentata thing where everybody reacted?
All right, so I looked it up. Right, so you guys know what we're talking about.
Is it dumb?
It is dumb. It is very dumb. So, people don't know what we're talking about when Treble gets
sliced.
I was gonna say murdered. I don't know if he's actually dead, but when he gets sliced up by Law, all the Tentata like feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, what's going on? Like, I think Usopp asked them, like, oh, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And
they said, like, a weight has been lifted off their shoulders. Yeah, a weight's been
lifted. Yeah. So, during the last recording, me and Jay were talking about this, like, oh, what do you think? You know, you think Treble had, like, some sort of hold on him, like,
right?
Something, right? So I was reading. I went to go. I literally just looked it up right on Reddit. So I was like, I asked my friends who are all big fans,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, "Oh yeah, I don't know." Like none of them knew what it was. So I was like, okay. So I looked it up, and I hope it's not it. I hope it's something else that just hasn't been said yet. But mm-hmm. a lot of people, because even a lot of people were like, "Yeah, it's never been like explicitly said,"
right.
But some person's theory was like, since he was the head of like the factory division or whatever,
Oh.
Like, he was the one who was, like, lording over them the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also when he was stepping on him during the Sugar and Usopp fight, when he was, like, stepping on all the Tentata.
Uh-huh.
He was, like, making fun of how they were, like,
tiny,
like, yelping.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
And then when he got sliced, he did that same yelp.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's just like, so they're like, it's just like, again, one of those things that I do, it is kind of dumb, but I do kind of appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I totally forgot that even, like, had happened.
Right. That he was, like, enjoying how they died, right? Yeah. Or not died, but how they got hurt. Got
squished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's making, I forget what noise he made, but he made one of those onomatopoeia noises for them. Mm. And he made the same noise as he was getting sliced. Really cool that Treble is also just like a skinny dude.
Oh, yeah. With like horrible posture.
Yeah. I love that. That Luffy's like, well, it's supposed to hit freaking
zone types or whatever.
Not zone, yeah, whatever type it is.
Yeah.
And he's like, nope, guess again. I was like, zone paramecia. I forget the other one. The one that he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really dope to see he's just like a dude.
Yeah, just with his booger powers.
Booger powers, so dumb. How do
Why
you...
is he naked underneath? He just has undies on.
Yeah, because he has his clothes.
To keep him warm. His slime clothes.
How do you feel about Gear 4, Jay?
It's interesting. I like it that it's kind of like a kabuki dance thing.
Yeah, it looks so dumb. I saw somebody, and you're going to explain all of Luffy's, or at least Gear 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Gear 2 and 3 are basic, or Gear 3 and 4, sorry. Gear 3 and 4 is just basically anchor arms from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And I think how he flies is so dumb, too. Everything about Gear 4, I feel, is like kind of dumb, but it's so fun.
Yeah. How it like spring-loads his legs or something.
Yeah.
That's like, how he flies.
Keeping the momentum in the air. It's so dumb, but it's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I love it. It's like, oh, the Kong gun didn't beat him, so you had to use the King Kong gun. So cool. I also really like, Bounce Man. He literally can't stop bouncing.
Yeah.
They're like, why don't you stop bouncing? He's like, nope, can't.
More bounce to the ounce.
Yeah, really, really dope.
I like that Doflamingo's still alive.
Yeah. I love... He has to be, like, a major player, like, later mm-hmm. on, right?
Right.
I feel like he, like, all the warlords are still alive, right?
Yeah.
Except for... Moria might be alive. Might be dead, might be alive. That we don't know right now.
Yeah. We haven't seen anything of him ever since
Marine
Doflamingo.
Ford. Yeah, Doflamingo killed him.
He did something to him.
Yeah. Oh, right, Jay. I mean, anything else before we, end the wrap up here?
Hmm.
What are you excited? I know we usually do this later, Jay. But what are you most excited for?
With the coming arc?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We won't get the whole cake yet. We're like
yeah.
an episode or a podcast away from it, but
right.
I
just want to see like new characters and more people to more people to enjoy.
Yeah. Real
more fun times with the One Piece crew.
Man, there's some things that, like, I don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I don't know what Big Mom's fruit is.
I'm assuming it's, like, acid, isn't it?
It might be.
She's always eating. We saw, like, a little bit of Big Mom, and she's, like, some sort of goo.
Man.
It's not poison, because that's the guy from Impel Down.
I want to see that chick with the three eyes. Really excited to... to check that out.
Oh, and I guess I mentioned this in the last one that didn't pan out, but that other girl in Koala's crew, I want to know who she is.
Oh, right. Koala's so cool, too.
Yeah.
Man.
Koala's dope.
She's adorable.
She needs the devil fruit power. Give her one. She's,
gosh dang it. You know, if I felt like, if I knew I was going to get, like, a devil fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd go, like, swim one last time.
I know, right?
Like, why not? Like, you're never going to be able to swim again after this. Like,
right. I'd swim in a swimming pool, not the ocean. I'm scared of the ocean as it is, so.
Are you really? Do you have thalassophobia?
Like, I could, I can be on a boat, but being out in the open water, not for me.
Is it the open water or is it the deep water?
What do Probably you think like is? Both.
There you go. The mysterious of the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
You know what also we learned? I forgot even to mention it, but like, we even talked about like Sabo.
And
the Revolutionary Army, which is like really cool. I love that the continuation of Luffy being asleep during like plot dumps. He's like, eh, whatever. Like, he doesn't even like really care.
Mm-hmm.
But I. Oh no, I lost it, Jay. Oh yeah, that. Blackbeard's like collecting fruits.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Because that's why Jesus was there. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus was there to, get,
there to get the flame fruit. But well, then
he wanted it for himself, right?
Yeah. But then he also wanted to... Like, he saw that Luffy was knocked out, and he was like, oh, I can grab this for,
I grab for Blackbeard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, interesting. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seems like his crew can also knows how to... Take How devil fruits. Out.
That's crazy.
At least that's like the assumption, right? Off of it.
Right.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna take the Luffy's fruit. And so I was like, what the?
Yeah, unless he was planning on like tying him up and just bringing him to Blackbeard, but.
Right.
God. It seems like that he knew how to do it as well.
Really, really cool. You also, it. Like, I feel like the final confrontation is going to be, you know, Luffy versus Blackbeard. At the One Piece, probably.
Probably, yeah.
And, Sabo, like, punked out Jesus, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how the hell, like, I don't know if it's just Sabo is just, like, super broken. But, like, I feel like, you know... Jesus being Blackbeard's like right hand man,
right?
Like obviously it's gonna be him versus Zoro,
yeah, or him versus Sanji or something like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be very interesting because I feel like both of them can just like whoop him,
right?
Like I don't feel like Sabo is like super duper broken strong. Like he's, yeah, he's like the. I mean, I guess that makes sense, right? He's like the second in command of the Revolutionary Army. So I guess he's also like super strong. That would make sense. You know, now that we're wrapping up, Jay, you know what's an interesting video I saw the other day?
What's that?
Somebody asked this question on the One Piece Reddit. It was like a video where they were talking about why doesn't the why does the world government just call like a buster call on on the emperors to get to get rid of them, right?
Right.
So, the guy started off with like explaining what the Buster Call like actually is. Like, it's only 5 vice admirals.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like either 10 or 5 vice admirals who, you know, unleash the Buster Call.
Yeah.
But if you see. Against Whitebeard, it was like the entire Marines, 3 admirals, Garp, freaking, what's his name? The leader.
Sengoku.
Yeah, like, they had, like, this in, oh, and they had
the Emperor, the Warlords were there.
The Warlords, yeah, and they had all 7 Warlords. Well, it's 6 of them, because I guess Blackbeard wasn't there. at the beginning. Mm. Oh, and I guess I was gonna say, I mean, what's his face was there, Crocodile, but
he was there.
He's just on the other side. Yeah. Like they had all this firepower just to stop Whitebeard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, they didn't even stop Whitebeard.
Yeah.
Like then wasn't even like Whitebeard at like his peak power.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Whitebeard like on death's door had to like give himself up to die essentially.
Right.
So anyway, super cool. It said like a Buster Call wouldn't do shit to an emperor. But the interesting part of it is other part of it is like they're like, why would they ever call a Buster Call on a emperor anyway? Because the emperors keep each other in check. Like that's the like idea of them.
Right.
So like not one pirate can get stronger than the other, or one emperor can get stronger than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, like why eliminate one and cause like a ruckus for no reason?
Mm-hmm.
That's just you know, let's just leave it be.
Yeah.
Man. Another interesting video. I've been into like looking at One Piece stuff lately.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I watched like what would happen if everybody that Luffy asked to join actually joined.
Like a bunch of people.
Like there's like the first two people would be Sabo and Ace would be would be on his crew. But Ace wouldn't have his firepower.
Right. What's another really funny video I saw, because I like watching YouTube shorts. Mm-hmm. There's this guy talking about what's like one theory you believe that, but you have no proof.
Uh-huh.
And one was that the world government is understating Chopper's bounty for a reason. It doesn't make sense that Chopper been through all these adventures and like the, you know, again, it's the gag that he's only, I think he, even right now he's like at 1,000. I want to say.
I think he's only 200.
Or 200?
He stays at 200, I think.
Yeah. Or I think at the end of Wano, he's 2,000 or like 1,000. 1,000 berries, I want to say.
That's hella funny.
And so, his line of thinking was like, so the name of Chopper's fruit is like the Hito Hito no Mi.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like the human fruit.
Right.
But every other version like of the human fruit has been a mythical zone fruit.
Really?
So like Sengoku. Sengoku's is a Hito Hito no Mi. But just a different version.
Why, what is he, a statue?
He's a Buddha.
Mm.
It's literally Buddha.
So he's a Buddha that ate the fruit?
No. Sengoku's fruit is like the human fruit, like Buddha version or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Just like a lot of zone fruits, like, oh, it's a zone fruit type, like, phoenix or whatever. I forget what the
type. Yeah, there's like legendary and there's like prehistoric and then
stuff like that. Or like
so Chopper's is legendary.
Well, that's the theory. The theory is that because like every other human fruit in the series has been a mythical zone fruit, and he's the only one. He's the only one who doesn't have a mythical zone. But there's like three or four different. Human fruit users, and all of them are like important characters. So I don't know.
So Goku's one of them.
Yes, and Goku's one of them. The Hito Hito no Mi. He was the fleet admiral.
Right,
like the top guy.
Yep.
All right, Jay. Enough of theories and stuff. Any other? Any things you want to mention before we end of this wrap up here?
You know what's something that I really thought was super funny?
What?
So it is like a small little detail, but there, after everything was said and done, and all the pirates were sleeping in the palace, Bartholomew makes it a point that he wants to tie up Cavendish because of his because of the other guy. And we see a scene of them sleeping, and then the guy did actually awaken.
Every time
I thought that was so funny.
What a cute, that's a cute interaction.
Mm-hmm. He's like floating in the air. That guy's a creepy dude.
All right, Jim. Accessibility. Anybody can watch this. I mean, it's 700 episodes in, I guess. So
yeah,
that might be the one thing affecting you from watching it, but pretty good.
Yeah, there's a bit of fan service as well.
Yeah. What's next, Jay?
So we just did accessibility. Oh, you can watch it on Crunchyroll.
Oh yeah. No longer, you can no longer, I mean, probably as of this, right? Funimation app is officially closed. So
I saw that, like, I think Netflix has,
yeah, they're like slowly now. Like slowly getting everything, I feel.
Right. Yeah. I don't know about Hulu because I don't have it anymore, but right. Last time I had Hulu, it was, like, gone.
Yeah. So they're also doing, like, weekly episodes of One Piece on Netflix, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And then rewatchability?
I mean, there's some moments.
Yeah, there's definitely moments I'd rewatch. But not as I don't know whole. About if I'd watch the whole thing.
All right.
I keep saying this, but I would love to see how long it takes to get through Dressrosa using that One Piece website.
Probably not too bad.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that long.
Yeah, go watch it at One Piece.
Mm-hmm. I should have did that this week.
Yeah, see how it is.
Yeah.
And then,
what do you want to see?
I guess we already talked about it, but
yeah,
more gang war powers.
Metabots.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jay. What do you give it?
I give this a gotta go watch.
Yeah, gotta go watch. Great seminal piece of One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Now that we've captured the Don Quixote pirates and safely moving on to Zoe.
Yeah.
What do you have for us next week, Jay?
Well, we're going back to a series, and kind of like a prequel of a series that we've already covered, but we're going back to Kakagurui. I don't know if that's how you say it, but the prequel anime. It's called Twin. Kakagurui Twin.
Yeah. How many episodes is it, Jay?
It's 6 episodes, and it's on Netflix.
I'm excited for more gambling.
I know, right? I'm curious to see what this is.
More gambling and more O faces. Very excited.
More power. More power.
And if you're excited about our Kakagurui twins, you enjoyed a review on Dressrosa, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Leave us a like. Leave us a comment. Subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Follow the Instagram. And email us at animechairbomb@yahoo.com. And with that, everybody, until the next one.
Everybody, stay. I don't know. Stay surviving.
Everybody, stay pushing. Pushing the bird.
The world. What a glorious place. Seek freedom, and it will lie stretched out before your eyes. If the endless dream guides your restless spirit, seize it! Raise your flag and stand tall! Yeah, yeah.